From IPM News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, August 14th. Coming up, we'll learn more about how poor weather is leading to a peach shortage across the country. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Today is the first day of school for many children in central Illinois, and some are walking into new classrooms. IPM reporter Emily Hayes has more.
Sullivan District 300 in Moultrie County added 16 classrooms to its elementary school during the summer break. Superintendent Ted Walk says they've talked about adding space for two decades, especially as the emphasis on pre-kindergarten has grown.
This is going to be designed specifically to address students, you know, so we have your pre-K toilet, your pre-K sink for different play activities. So.
On Tuesday, Urbana School District 116 will hold a ribbon-cutting ceremony to unveil its renovations at Thomas Paine Elementary School. I'm Emily Hayes, IPM News.
Democratic state officials are applauding the Illinois Supreme Court for its ruling on Friday upholding the state's ban on semi-automatic firearms. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Legislators banned the future sale and possession of guns like the AR-15 and large-capacity magazines in the wake of the Highland Park mass shooting last summer. Republican State Representative Dan Calkins filed a lawsuit claiming the ban violated the state constitution. The Supreme Court rejected that argument. Highland Park Mayor Nancy Rotering says the court's decision was a relief after watching the flurry of state and federal lawsuits challenging the ban.
To have these lawsuits filed immediately afterwards and people basically mocking the terror that we had experienced and the horror that so many others have experienced along with us really was disconcerting.
Rotering says the next step is for Congress to pass a federal ban on assault weapons. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says the latest revelations about luxury trips for Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas should compel Congress to pass ethics reforms. Durbin, an Illinois Democrat, chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee. He will have to convince Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell to get Republicans to support it. So far, none has.
He said we were, quote, clutching our pearls over something that's not that significant. I beg to differ. The American people are sickened by this information. And if enough Republicans come to realize that, we'll have the votes we need to pass a code of ethics.
A bill that passed out of committee would set transparency rules for Supreme Court justices and require them to rescue themselves from cases where there's a conflict of interest. McConnell has called those reforms an act of intimidation. The Piatt County Zoning Board has set August 28th for its first hearing on a new wind farm proposal from Apex Clean Energy. IPM reporter Jim Meadows has more.
Apex's Prosperity Wind proposal is similar to its Goose Creek Wind project, which the Piatt County Board rejected 5 months ago, up to 50 turbines in the northern part of the county. County Board Vice Chairman Jerry Edwards says they don't want a wind farm, but he says a new state law requires counties to allow the projects if they meet state standards.
The irritating part is that they passed this law last minute, in the middle of the night, tied on with other things, taking away the county's ability to control it. But yet the county still has to issue the permits.
Apex Clean Energy says on its project website that wind farms bring jobs and tax revenue to areas that host them. The company did not respond to our request for comment. I'm Jim Meadows, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn more about how poor weather is leading to a peach shortage across the country. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Call the Midwife, one of PBS's most popular dramas, has returned to WILL Passport. Friends of WILL can now rewatch and binge all 8 episodes of season 12. A new character joins the cast when the midwives welcome a new nun called Sister Veronica to Nanata's house, but tensions flare after a divisive politician delivers a controversial speech. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
You're listening to IPM News. I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is 217 Today. Peaches are synonymous with summer, but this year, consumers may notice there are fewer peaches and they're more expensive. That's because weather knocked out peaches in places like Illinois, South Carolina, and Georgia. For Harvest Public Media, Will Bauer reports.
In deep southern Illinois, Flam Orchards is known for its fresh peaches. Austin Flam is showing me around the orchard's processing facility.
This is such an untypical year. Normally, these doors are open.
Usually, the Flams would process hundreds of thousands of peaches every summer with the help of seasonal workers.
You gotta use a little bit of imagination this year. While the line's not running, it doesn't give an accurate representation.
The reason it's not running, a cold spell in late December knocked out 90 to 95% of his crop this year. In the big refrigerator-like warehouse where Flam stores the peaches, the bad crop is just as obvious. What normally would be chock full of peach bins is nearly empty.
To have a loss as bad as we've had this year, it's very rare. This is the worst loss we've had in about 16 seasons, since 2007.
And Flam isn't the only orchard that's had a bad year in the U.S. Georgia, long known as the Peach State, lost 90% of its crop this year. Farmer and president of the state's Peach Council, Duke Lane III, says oddly enough, it was warm weather that zapped his peaches, making it the worst year since 1955.
And so it's hard to say, you know, we're due, like that doesn't feel good, but it's not the first time it's happened, and it won't be the last.
The fruit needs to stay chilled for so long. Warm weather too early in the season can be devastating. South Carolina is the second largest producer of peaches and had only a slightly better year, losing 60 to 70% of its crop. Kay Rensel, the executive director of the National Peach Council, says as a result, there's a national shortage this year.
With such a significant number and volume of fresh peaches coming out of Georgia and South Carolina in any typical year, it does make a big difference to the marketplace and the availability of fresh peaches.
So peach buyers will notice two main things this summer. One, a lack of local fruit in the areas with unpeachy weather, and two, the price. Nationally, the cost for the fuzzy fruit is up 25 to 50%. While the Southeast, and Georgia especially, are known for its peaches, California is actually the top producer, by quite a bit. And the good news for peach fans this summer, Rensel says, is that California had a good year. But that's not making it any easier for peach growers in the hard-hit areas, like southern Illinois. Near St. Louis, seventh-generation peach farmer Chris Eckert says it's tough to guesstimate just how much he lost until he's done all his math.
Our overall is probably more like half a crop. We're going to be pretty excited about a half a crop if we can get that.
And why exactly this year turned out the way it did for the Illinois orchards is kind of a mystery. For Eckert, he wonders why his crop did better than his southern Illinois peers, or why the Gala variety took the cold so poorly when the Red Haven did so well. His best explanation? Weather creates strange situations.
That's kind of the world we live in, is the weather is different always. These types of one-off situations are not that unusual in our world. It's like, well, that's never happened before. This disease never was here before. That insect was never here before.
Peaches are the biggest moneymaker for Eckert, so a short year like this isn't ideal. But the U.S. Department of Agriculture does offer crop insurance for peaches. And farmers, including Eckert and Lane down in Georgia, say they're hopeful next year will be better. After all, they say, it can't be much worse than this year. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Will Bauer.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 78 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Mawa Iqbal, Eric Stock, Jim Meadows, and Will Bauer. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.